Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Every now and then, you can get some decent strawberries at the grocery store, flown in from wherever. Some of them are pretty decent, but they just don't compare with fresh-grown, fresh-picked. And believe it or not, Kentucky strawberries are already here in some locations.
They typically will be seeing ripe berries around mid-May to late May, but with the plastic culture and the raised beds, we're typically early, and this year we're looking to be about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Very mild winter compared with the last two.
Danny Van Meter is owner-operator of Van Meter Family Farm in Grayson County, one of, if not the top producer in the state. He says your local extension office can often help you with names of local farmers with strawberries on the popular varieties.
Chandler is our main variety. Sweet Charlie's about 2 weeks earlier than Chandler, and it's a very sweet berry, and then the Camarosa are the three main plastic culture varieties that we deal with.
While we have had a milder winter, we've also had some downward spikes to freezing temperatures during some April nights. He has two weather services which give him temperatures at ground level and about 6 feet above that.
So I get two emails a day, and we had to put the covers, row covers, on. They're about a 1.2-ounce fabric, 60-foot wide by 250-foot long. They have to go on sometime in the late afternoon and then off again the next day for pollination for bees.
And so far, so good for this season's strawberry crop. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Grayson County strawberry producer Danny Van Meter is part of the Farm Bureau Certified Roadside Market Program with a season-long variety of crops.
We have high tunnel tomatoes that are already blooming in a covered structure within our CS program. We do cucumbers, squash, zucchini, watermelons, the whole spectrum, and ending with pumpkins in the fall.
And each year, the big gamble is strawberries.
Your early crop, 20-25%, maybe even 30-40%, can be taken out quickly with a cold weather event.
You can check their crop progress online.
VanMeterFamilyFarm.com, and then also on Facebook. My daughter Leah, she monitors that and updates our Facebook, and that's been the most popular way of people staying in touch and being updated with the crop progression.
So get out there soon and check out that locally grown strawberry crop in your neck of the woods. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.